The Water Values Podcast, Session 43.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGimson.
It's been a fantastic year since we launched the Water Values Podcast in late March 2014. You have been absolutely terrific. I don't know that I say that enough, but your emails, your comments, and your listenership each are greatly appreciated, and I just want to say thank you so much. And I hope that you keep up the engagement as we head into 2015. We've got some great guests scheduled for you in 2015, so keep on listening and spreading the word about the Water Values Podcast. One great way to do that is to rate and review the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or other podcast directories. Please consider doing so. It's a great way to get the word out. And if you could, that could double as a Christmas present or other holiday present for me. I'd really appreciate that. Isn't giving always better than receiving? That's why I tried my best to give you a great podcast each and every week for the past 8.5 months. You can also tweet at me at DTM1993, and you can tweet about the podcast using the hashtag WaterValues. This will be a short podcast that touches on three themes that we've had across the spectrum of our great guests and we've welcomed on to the Water Values Podcast. Obviously, there are more themes one could distill from all the great guests we've had, but we'll stick to just three themes. The first theme that I think transcends the podcast guests is the One Water vision. It's been explicitly stated in a couple of podcasts. Steve Maxwell in session 14 comes to mind, but elements of the One Water vision have been sprinkled throughout a lot of the podcasts, whether it's the water cycle and how infrastructure relates to it, as Marshall Davert in session 15 described, or whether it's the discussion concerning the convergence of the Safe Drinking Water Act and the Clean Water Act that Jessica Gaudreau mentioned during the Safe Drinking Water Act panel discussion from the National Association of Water Companies Water Summit Conference that we released a session 35. That One Water vision has permeated our discussions. That One Water vision will continue to play a role in the discussion about water as we move forward. I think the barriers between the different water sectors, whether it's wastewater, stormwater, drinking water, those are going to continue. Those silos are going to continue to break down. So making connections between where we get water, what we do with it, and what we do with the water after we've made our use of it, those are going to continue to play a major role in the story about water. Another theme that has permeated the discussions on the Water Values Podcast has been the role that technology and technological advances play in the water space. Jen Verviers in Session 3 talked about New Belgium Brewery's water stewardship and some of the water-saving projects that New Belgium has implemented. And Mike McGuire in Session 4 and David Sedlak in Session 21 discussed some of the history of water treatment, both from the drinking water perspective and the wastewater perspective. And so some of the technology we've been using has been around for over a century, while, other technologies are just developing, such as what Chris Peacock discussed in session 31. These technological advances have also improved water delivery in addition to just, water treatment. The discussion about the AMI rollout in San Francisco in sessions 25 and 26, and Peter Yalas's discussion of WaterSmart software and its customer engagement in session 34 are great examples of technology improvements in water delivery and in that customer engagement. There are so many great technologies out there that are being developed and deployed in the water space. It's going to be very interesting to see which ones win in that marketplace for water technology in the future. Now, the theme of environmental regulation also runs throughout the podcasts. Matt Klein started off the Water Values Podcast in session 1 by discussing some of the environmental laws affecting water and the issues surrounding them. Two fantastic professors, Dr. Ellen Wohl and Dr. Margaret Palmer, discussed their respective work in different environmental circumstances. Dr. Wohl introduced us to her concept of leaky rivers in session 7, and Dr. Palmer discussed the environmental impact of mountaintop removal coal mining in session 30. This is an area that frankly, you know, this was my weakest area in the water space. And I feel my discussions with Drs. Wohl and Palmer and a number of other guests have greatly increased my understanding of how those environmental issues impact water quality and water's relationship with the environment around it, such as riparian habitats and how ecosystems are so reliant on the water in their midst. And tying all this back to technology and how these themes are interwoven amongst themselves, Dr. Sedlak, again in session 21, discussed how the environment impacted the adoption of new technologies. One example is the adoption of the Clean Water Act and the widespread adoption of wastewater treatment technologies thereafter. It's also interesting to note how the Clean Water Act also ties together the One Water Vision theme, as the Clean Water Act concerns the return to nature of the water used by humans. It's that last link in the water cycle of how we get water, how we use it, and then how we return it when we're done with it. It's just a fascinating way to look at how all these themes are interrelated. Well, this session of the Water Values Podcast brings to a close 2014. We've had some great guests and discussed some very interesting topics. I hope you've enjoyed them. Keep the emails coming. Would love to interact more with you. Next year, 2015, brings us some fantastic guests. We'll start off the year with Mayor Ed Pawlowski of Allentown, Pennsylvania, who relates how Allentown used its water utility to save the city from financial disaster, possibly even bankruptcy. We'll talk with Judd Hill, who's a longtime investor in the water space. We've also got a conversation with Robert Puente, the president and CEO of San Antonio Water System. And he talks about some very creative approaches to solving problems regarding water supply, conservation, infrastructure, and more. We've also got Jeff Hughes of the University of North Carolina's Environmental Finance Center, who will be here to talk about some great innovations taking place in the water utility financial sector with a big focus on rate issues. We've got a great start to 2015 lined up for you, so please join us. This also brings me to make a small request. If your workplace is a water-related business or you know would have an interest in water in general, please consider making the request that the Water Values Podcast be a recurring news item in your company's weekly, monthly, or other interval newsletter. It's a win-win situation that provides your company with free content for your newsletter, and would also allow others who might be interested in the Water Values Podcast to find out about it. I'd be happy to get connected with the person in charge of your newsletter to ensure that timely information is provided to them when new content is available at thewatervalues.com. Just email me at david@thewatervalues.com or you can tweet at me at DTM1993. Thanks so much for your consideration and for your support over the past 8.5 months. And again, have a great holiday and a happy new year. In closing, please remember to keep the core message of the Water Values Podcast in mind as you go about your daily business. Water is our most valuable resource, so please join me in going out into the world and acting like it.
You've been listening to the Water Values Podcast. Thank you for spending some of your day with my dad and me.
Thank you for tuning into the disclaimer. I'm a lawyer licensed in Colorado and Indiana, and this podcast does not establish an attorney-client relationship with you or anyone else. And information in this podcast should not be considered legal advice.